because of my openness to these things, I did have many of the old timers in the military and in the intelligence community over the years wanting to get it off their chest before they passed away, allowed me to interview them and talk to them about it. And so my ideas became fairly well solidified in the fact we've been visiting. We have to remember that right after World War II, the Army Air Force was separated and became the Air Force, a separate branch of service, and that the OSS, which was the Office of Special Services, was disbanded and eventually became the CIA. So that here was a major military organization and a major intelligence organization, totally in disarray, new founded, didn't know what they were doing after World War II and not really reorganized yet. And as a result of that, the President Truman at that time convened a very high-level committee to examine this alien or UFO phenomenon. They did come to the conclusion that it was alien, and the military rightly came to the conclusion, if they're hostile, there's nothing we can do about it. Therefore, their choice was to deny it and to hush it up and create the National Security Act of 1947, which validated that deception and covered it up and allowed the group to go underground, as it were. And we've been living with that now for 50 years. It is really the beginning of the whole cover-up, the entire denial of this phenomenon, and the addition of dismissal, disinformation, misinformation to cloak and to discourage investigation, to misinform. It's just been continuous for many, many years now. Eventually, it came away from the fear, I believe, of not being able to protect and do their duty to the notion of power and control, controlling the knowledge and the technology. And the group involved with that is still doing it.